Some people may have moral authority in our lives, but little or no influence. The people who influence our lives are those whose way of life matches their values, whose words and actions are one and the same. We do not respect these people because of their positions. We respect them because of who they are. They have moral authority. Unfortunately, in our culture, in our homes, in the workplace, in politics, and even in the church, there are many people who have positional authority, but few people have moral authority. Mark wrote about Jesus. People were amazed at his teachings because he imparted as one who has authority, not as the teachers of the law. Whether they agreed with him or not, no one had had more influence in the world than Jesus. The interesting thing is that he did not influence the world because of his position. He never had a political or religious title as did the teachers of the law. They carried their labels with their names. They had the office in the corner, and they stopped at the podiums to give lectures. But not Jesus. Although he was the Son of God, the Apostle Paul says that he never took advantage of his position. The authority of the teachers of the law came from their position. The only problem was that they had little credibility because their words did not match their actions. The authority of Jesus came from his credibility, the credibility that is gained when your words match your actions. You see, your moral authority will determine the degree of influence you will have in the lives of others. It's not your position as parent, big brother, boss, or department manager. Your position can only allow you temporary and limited authority, but not real influence. If people can't respect you, your title is of little importance. But if people can respect you, even when they don't agree with you, it's because you have gained moral authority, the credibility that a person gains when their words match their actions.